Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I was talking with my longtime friend Brittany the other day. Brit. I think she wants me. So
yeah.
Okay. Oh wow.
You think that about everybody?
There's a little
bit
of sexual tension there. I'm not gonna lie. I think if she had the chance, she'd be all over me. Anyway, I was talking to Brit the other day. And she was like, I gotta stop going to Trader Joe's.
Why stop?
I think we all have one of those places where you look at your credit card statement at the end of the month and you're like, oh, good Lord.
Okay, that's
well, I was
said.
Like that with Buffalo Wild Wings a while ago.
Yeah, no, it... Some places just take your money, whether you want them to or whether you try to or not. It's just you just love it so much.
You roll in and you buy everything there.
Yeah,
anyway, my friend Brittany was like, I just gotta stop going to Trader Joe's because I buy so much stuff. And this caught my eye. This is for you, Brittany. This whole list out this morning from Trader Joe's, it's their employees. They are revealing their favorite products. The 9 must-try items.
Mm. I love this.
I love it, too, except it's straight crap because they left a bunch of them off that are by far better than everything on here.
That just means they have many good things.
I'm
going to
tell you right now, the number one thing on the list I would not buy just because of the name.
Okay.
Can you see a grown-ass man, Jer-Bear, Jer-Majesty, rolling into Trader Joe's and tapping one of the employees on the shoulder and say, pardon me. Where are the strawberry doodle cookies? Would you mind directing me towards the strawberry doodle cookies?
Well, he probably knows exactly where they are. So,
sir, I'll show you.
They sound delicious.
They say it's a summer seasonal twist on a snickerdoodle. Soft and chewy, rolled in sugar, freeze-dried strawberry powder, and they have strawberry and apple pieces inside.
Yummy.
$5 for about 6 of them. Can you direct me to the strawberry doodle cookies? I got a hankering.
What else do they have on that list?
The unexpected cheddar cheese spread.
Oh, is it called unexpected?
Unexpected cheddar cheese spread. I guess it's got Hatch chilies in it.
Ooh,
oh, I
it's
like
got
that.
A little bit of kick. Hatch chilies, bell peppers, and cayenne peppers.
TJ's knows how to do it.
The cinnamon coffee cake muffins.
Okay,
count me in.
Those.
Ooh, and they're gluten-free. Made with buttermilk and sour cream and cinnamon and sugar crumbles on top.
Ooh.
$6 for 4 of them. I'd sit out in my car alone and eat those. I'd sit out in the
like
Trader Joe's parking lot and eat those with my box of strawberry doodle cookies.
Sounds like a good time to me.
All right, here's something that I feel like somebody fairly healthy might get. The butternut squash mac and cheese.
That is good.
Is it
I've
money?
Had the butternut squash mac and cheese. It is tasty.
Is it?
Yeah.
That what makes it so great?
I think it's just that you know it's supposed to be better for you, but it doesn't taste like it. So it makes you enjoy it even more. It's like that placebo effect, you know?
Well, I do know it's made with nutmeg and sage.
Yeah, that's it too.
Which is also my cologne that I use too. I can't even
turkey.
Pronounce number 6.
Oh.
Here,
try.
Look at this. You, what did you think?
I'll try. Number 6, Yang Nyeom sauce.
All right.
Sure, it's
heck
a Korean
yeah.
style sweet and spicy sauce with gochujang, molasses, red miso, soy sauce, and rice vinegar and garlic.
Also,
sign
something
me up for that.
I wouldn't get because I can't pronounce it.
That sounds tasty, though.
The, how do you say number 7?
Okay. Number 7 is olive fougasse. The French
Pass
style
the
bread. Hey, on the
Fougache? Is it Fougache?
Is
see?
That it?
Nobody knows.
There we go.
That's not a product I would get.
Fougasse?
Fougasse.
Let me get
see?
The Fougasse.
Nobody knows.
Yeah,
somebody
I don't
from
know.
Trader Joe's call us. It's
exactly.
The olive bread.
The olive bread sounds tasty.
It sounds good,
though.
Yeah.
I guess.
Sounds
okay, pumpkin so cheese spread good. Is on there. That sounds fine. The chunky garlic and jalapeno hot sauce. That sounds good. All right, this list is total BS because on here they don't have their corn salsa.
Corn salsa is so
the
good.
The corn salsa at Trader Joe's is money. We keep 2 or 3 jars of it in the cabinet just in case we have company pop over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you bust out the taco chips and the corn salsa and you just give it hell.
Yeah.
We use it in foreplay. It's really, really good. And I'm not going to lie. Every time we go on a road trip, we head in and get the bags of dried mango there. Their dried mango is so good. It's unsweetened, and it's great for road trips.
I sent Katie a bag or a picture of the bag of dried mango I got there the other day.
Yes. Well, and just a little more on the unhealthy stuff. What about their peanut butter chocolate cups? Are they not on the list?
Here is the differences between us on the show.
That's one of the best things there. Also, their pork and ginger soup dumplings.
You're going to turn into a soup dumpling.
Why is that not listed? And then you turned me on to something recently.
Definitely not the dried mangoes.
It's not. It's a seasonal item, but it's that lemon pasta.
Oh, the
what?
Oh!
It is a game changer.
I forgot about the damn lemon pasta.
It's like pasta. Not the sauce is lemon. The actual pasta is infused
with lemon, you guys.
And it is so good. And don't even get me started on the Sublime ice cream cookies. Okay? Because TJ's knows how to do an ice cream cookie. Whoa.
So many ladies right now in the car are going, yes!
Yes! I know so many people are saying their things. Like, tell us what you like at TJ's, because it didn't make the list.
Oh, they're corn nuts, too.
Three-layer hummus.
Okay, you better go outside and have a cigarette.
Saddle down.
Go have a cigarette, all right? All right, so speaking of luxury, I want to give you this story really quick, because I feel so vindicated. For 20-plus years on this morning show, I have talked about the worst drivers on the planet.
Okay.
And what they be driving.
We know.
And it is consistently BMW drivers and Ram pickup drivers.
Yep.
You guys are jerks.
You get on this hill all the time.
Oh, Lord have mercy. We'll get this. There's a new report out that analyzed actual data from all the insurance companies on accident reports. And they came up with a list of the best and worst drivers by vehicle brand. Number one.
It's Dodge Ram. I know it's
BMW.
Oh, okay.
And Ram truck drivers.
Shut up. It's a tie?
Well, and then Tesla came in third. But the first two, BMW and Ram, they could have just come to me.
They didn't
need to spend all this money to analyze data. Just listen to Jer Majesty.
Oh, you've been preaching.
I've been preaching for years,
A proclamation was sent at one time.
There is a third one I have added to the list recently because I have noticed that Subaru drivers are the biggest a-hole drivers lately.
Especially around here.
They are nuts.
They're like, you know, we own those mountains, so we're also just going to act like
we could drive over those mountains.
Yeah,
so.
No. There's
like two or three Subarus that I see every morning on my drive-in because I'm like alone generally. Yeah. And no joke, they come right up on my rear end and I go, I bet this is the white Subaru. And he goes zipping by me. The Ram people and the Subaru people are the drivers with the highest accident rates. So they get in the most accidents are Ram and Subaru. So there you go.
There it is.
Suck it, bro.
You must feel vindicated because that has so been something you've said since I've known you. It's funny.
And I can say this because my mom drives a BMW and she's all over the freaking road. So. BMW drivers.
Jeez.
All right. So speaking of luxury with BMW, there is a Reddit post out this morning asking people a simple question, and we would love it if you guys chimed in about this. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. The question on Reddit, what is your luxury letdown? What did you stop wanting after you finally had it or experienced it? You've been saving for years, telling all your friends, I'm going to get a BMW someday.
Yeah, right.
You know? You have pictures of it up on your vision board.
Yes.
Katie. So what is it? And then you got it, and you're like, oh, this sucks. 303-691-1649. Do you have one?
I think as a woman, we are kind of dealt a bad hand in one specific category. So I'm going to say perfume as one, because I will for one Christmas, I asked for Coach perfume from everybody. All I wanted was Coach perfume. And then I got it. And that stuff's over $100 for a good size bottle, right?
Bougie.
And that's not even the high end perfume. But I got it. And then I was wearing it. And I'm like, I don't love how I smell walking around, first of all. But the fact that it costs so much money. And now I buy the $6 toasted pistachio body spray from Bath and Body Works.
And now all the dogs chase up and down the street.
I love it, though. And I love the smell of, like, I'll walk by.
Is that what that is?
It's the best. Because
my eyes burn.
Don't you come for me.
My eyes burn every morning. I'm like, what is that?
No, it smells so good. And I love it. And it's $6. So, again, like, I just feel like it's, and there's so many things in that category for women. You know, any kind of like health and beauty stuff, we are told we have to spend hundreds of dollars on
once
these things.
Once you get it, you're like, meh.
And it doesn't do what it says. So I'm like constantly.
Well, it's all marketing.
It
it's
is,
all fake.
But,
you know what my the latest at my house,
yeah?
Nick Nack was showing me just the other night as we're standing there brushing our teeth and she had some sort of face mask thing on. She's like, I was like, put the toothbrush down first.
Yeah.
And she's like, look at this new bottle of stuff I have. She's like, it's made by a woman in Hawaii.
Oh, see, and then all of a sudden it's $100.
I was like, well, that sounds expensive.
Yes, it does.
Shipping from Hawaii.
That's it. It's like, it's so
potions,
like,
elixirs.
The buzzworthy stuff. And here's the thing is like, we want to look young. I think every woman can say we want to look pretty. We want to look presentable. And these things are promised to give you that. The fountain of
the
youth.
The glow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
I guarantee
everyone.
You this woman who's in Hawaii is probably just in Parker or something. What are your luxury letdowns? All right, we're talking about luxury letdowns this morning with JKJ. Things that you've saved up for many, many months, many, many years, and you finally got it, and you're like, eh, this is mediocre at best. So what's your luxury letdown? 303-691-1649. The amount of people who have written in on the text line and said hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
I lost track.
Yeah.
My parents had one for a few years, and my dad finally took a Sawzall to it and chopped it up into about 50 pieces and put it out in the trash.
Oh,
that's the way to do it.
I mentioned to my neighbor like a couple weeks ago because he's got one. I go, how do you like your hot tub? I was thinking about getting one. He looked me in the eye and said, I will remove two sections of the fence and push it into your yard if you want it. He's like, you can have it. And I was like, oh, so you don't like it, huh?
It's so funny, too, how psyched up people are to get a hot tub.
And then you never
like,
use it.
Never. And then, like, to check in with them a couple months later, every single one of them says that. I don't think I've met one person who's like,
I love it. I'm
so
in it every day.
I know.
He's had it for about a year. He's like, I think I've been in it twice.
Yeah. Most people say that. Yeah.
What's your luxury letdown? 303-691-1649. Here is sweet Monica. Hi, Monica.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. So what's your luxury letdown?
One of those expensive brand purses. I don't know if I could say the brand.
Well, is it Gucci? Is it Michael Kors? Is it...
Well, no, it's not even that expensive. It's a like a Tory Burch bag.
Okay.
Those are kind of... Those like, are $300 or so.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a Coach girl, Michael Kors, and, you know, Tory's a little bit more expensive, and everyone had Tory sandals, Tory purses, and I was like, I want a Tory bag. And I bought it, and I think it was probably, like, maybe $350, $400. And I used it for about a month, and now it sits in my closet in a dust bag.
Well, why aren't you rocking it?
Well, because purses, they're like accessories where you change them in and out depending on your outfit. The style kind of comes and goes, and that's not the style anymore.
Yeah,
yeah, but it'll come back.
So now I'm like, now it's just sitting there.
You know what? You sound a lot like Nick Nack, my wife, who went through a huge Coach phase. And it was great for me because it's like any birthday, any holiday, Mother's Day, I was just getting her Coach purses like crazy.
Yeah.
Girlfriend, I can't even tell you how many Coach purses are sitting in the closet not being used.
Yeah.
And she's made the comment, like, I should try to sell these on Nextdoor or... You know, Facebook Marketplace
or
something.
Well, they hold their value. That's something maybe you could, but I get it. You probably were so excited to get that Tory Burch bag, Monica, because it is like the excitement, right? The excitement alone is worth more, I think, than the actual.
I say you rock it. I say screw it. Get it out. You spent $400 on it. Wear it. Who cares? Use it up. It's just sitting there.
Your guys' idea, because it is. It's just sitting there, and I'm just like, I spent all this money on this purse. Now, you know, it's just a little purse to hold my phone, and that's about it.
I want you to make a mental note, put a reminder in your phone or something, to wear it tomorrow, and I want you to send us a picture of you wearing it, and I'll put you on our social media.
I want to see it.
All the ladies will love seeing you with your purse.
Oh, you can show it off, Monica. Here's my purse.
I will do that, guys. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you,
Monica.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Aw, kisses to you. Here is Reese. Hi, Reese.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, we're super dupes. We're talking luxury letdowns, things you saved up for, and it was kind of crap. How about you?
We saved up for 2 years to go to Disney World, and we splurged, and we did all the things, and it was We even watched the Instagram videos, everything, and it was just a letdown. It was not worth it.
Oh, man. And you get there, and everything's, like, so expensive, and there's so many people.
It's the lines, right?
It's crowded. We tried to... The lines, we tried even doing the fast passes. We did the rope drops. It was just, we were tired, exhausted. The kids were over it. It wasn't worth the trip. We had better at a lake in Michigan.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, I've been to Disneyland, and I kind of, I don't know. Can we say that? I kind
of
felt the same way.
We prefer, we like land better because it's just quick and short, you know, but... World is like everything's so far and everything's a trek. It's just not.
Listen,
I don't know.
I'm gonna tell you right
it.
Now. I don't think Space Mountain was even that great. Like for all the stink, like everybody runs to Space Mountain. I was like, meh.
Yeah, it wasn't. The kids were over it. They were all different ages, so we had a little bit of everything, and it just wasn't worth it.
You're not a Disney adult, are you?
You don't sound like it.
our fams are. We are. We're Disneyland, though. Our family's all about it, but it's just the kids were like, this is not worth it. They're like.
Reese, I don't even know how we let you on the air.
What?
This is a no.
I'm so sorry. We
generally don't let Disney adults on the air with us because y'all are so weird.
It's a childhood trauma. That's all.
Right, you didn't get it, so you want
are you
it.
Wearing,
that's it.
Are you wearing Mickey ears right now?
Not today. Not okay. Today. Reese, that's the weekend.
Reese, we've already talked to you way too long. We got to let you go. I didn't know.
No problem.
All right.
Have a good morning.
Bye,
Reese. You as well.